Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
With John Key in South Korea for a nuclear security summit and his deputy, Bill English, attending the funeral for the late King of Tonga, the week began at 2 on Tuesday with the opposition's questions going to the government's third most senior minister.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister.
Among questions for Mr. Brownlee was one from the Greens spokesman on ACC, Kevin Haig.
Who leaked Bronwyn Puller's name to the media, and whether this leak originated in a government minister's office or from ACC itself?
Just as that became the opposition's $64,000 question this week, Mr. Brownlee's answer set the tone for the government's responses.
In answer to the question, I'm not able to answer that on behalf of the Prime Minister.
But that was good enough for the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
The Minister has now answered the question insofar as he says he's not able to answer the question. But
the questions about the source of the leak kept coming, with the opposition eventually able to put them directly to ACC Minister Judith Collins.
I am 100% certain it was neither me nor anyone in my office. 100% certain. Absolutely.
Next day, more questions and this news from the Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the Office of the Privacy Commissioner has contacted my office this morning and advised that they are now investigating this matter.
But the questions continued, with this one on Thursday from Labor's ACC spokesman, Andrew Little.
When was the email she received between 12 March 2012 and 18 March 2012 from Michelle Bogue concerning Bronwyn Puller and the involvement of both in a meeting over a mass privacy breach, first printed by her or a staff member in her office?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, since this matter is before the Privacy Commissioner, it is not in the public interest for me to answer that.
Further questions from Mr. Little got the same answer.
It is not in the public interest for me to answer that. Mr. Speaker, since that matter is before the Privacy Commissioner, it is not in the public interest for me to answer that.
The Minister got support from the Speaker.
It's not uncommon for Ministers, when they are questioned on matters that are being examined by an independent authority, that it's not in the public interest to answer them.
But Greens co-leader Russell Norman pointed out that the Minister had already spoken about the issue outside the House.
How can it be that to speak about this topic on radio is in the public interest, but not to speak about it in this House?
But Lockwood Smith said the Speaker did not decide what was in the public interest.
The Speaker does not, according to the traditions of this House, decide whether matters are in the public interest or not. That is a decision of ministers.
Although the Speaker apparently can read the minds of ministers who decide an answer would not be in the public interest but fail to say so, as happened on Wednesday when Attorney General Christopher Finlayson declined to answer opposition questions about the police decision not to prosecute the cameraman who recorded the teapot tape conversation between John Key as National Party leader and the ACT candidate for Epsom, John Banks.
It would be quite improper for me to make any comment second-guessing a decision by the Commissioner in whether or not to prosecute.
The Speaker said it would be more than just improper.
The Attorney General has indicated, although he didn't perhaps use the words, that he considered that it's not in the public interest for him to go further than he has.
But the Speaker then had to make sure that he and Mr. Finlayson were on the same page after Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, reminded him that it was normally up to ministers to decide what was in the public interest.
Rather than they're being interpreted as they are now by you as meaning that, even though they don't say it.
I accept the point the member makes. Would the Attorney General assist the progress of the House? Would he be prepared to indicate in his view whether, in fact, it's the issue of public interest that prevents him from answering that?
Well, I didn't think it was some kind of Primer One formula.
No. I've asked.
I so do.
He has now declared it not in the public interest.
Then follow-up questions about a possible deal on costs attracted this ruling from Lockwood Smith.
Clearly, the Attorney General is not going to comment on anything like that because he would consider it, I would have thought, to be sub judice, because the matter is before the civil matter, is still before the court.
And while the Attorney General was allowed to remain silent in the public interest and out of respect for the courts, Gerry Brownlee found another reason for not answering opposition questions about the so-called teapot tape incident.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, any matters relating to the investigation of the unlawful taping relating to the Right Honourable John Key's role as leader of the New Zealand National Party, not his role as Prime Minister. Therefore, there is no ministerial responsibility on this issue.
In contrast to arguments and question times, parties again united to extend sitting hours, this week from Wednesday night to Thursday morning, to pass five treaty settlement bills through their third and final readings. And Parliament begins its third and final sitting week before Easter at 2 on Thursday with question time, followed by the annual four-hour financial review debate. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.